This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This is the first official day of the recovery effort at the site of the collapsed condo building in Florida. For 2 weeks, they've been looking for survivors in the rubble. But at midnight last night, this officially became a recovery effort, no longer a rescue mission. 54 people are known dead, 86 missing. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Chief Alan Kaminsky says rescuers are sad, but still dedicated to handing over remains to families.
And we'll continue moving forward to try to locate everyone's loved ones.
There was a moment of silence at the site where journalists were allowed to join clergy and first responders in prayer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Millions of Americans may see wind and rain from Tropical Storm Elsa as it moves along the East Coast. Georgia, the Carolinas, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast are or will be feeling the storm's effects today and tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin.
There's the likelihood of rain, 3 to 5 inches of rain along a lot of the storm track, but possibly up to 8 inches in some areas of South Carolina.
The storm made landfall yesterday in Florida. It's blamed for at least one death there and several injuries in Georgia. We've hit an ugly milestone with the coronavirus. Here's our Tim McGuire.
According to the count kept by Johns Hopkins University this past year and a half, the world has surpassed 4 million coronavirus deaths, about the same as the population of Los Angeles. As the availability of vaccines increases, daily deaths have dropped, now fewer than 8,000, compared with the more than 18,000 people dying each day in January.
This morning, Japan's announcing a state of emergency to begin on Monday as COVID cases increase there. This could lead to a ban on fans at the Olympic Games. This is AP News. The latest on the killing of Haiti's president. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
The Dominican Republic has closed its borders with neighboring Haiti following the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse on Wednesday. Market traders and locals mill about at the Hamani border, unable to cross over to continue activities. Guards in the province of Independence say border gates will only open to let all Dominicans who require evacuation, as well as consular staff, leave Haiti. An already struggling and chaotic Haiti stumbles into an uncertain future, reeling from the assassination, followed by a reported gun battle in which authorities say police killed 4 suspects in the murder, detained 2 others, and freed 3 officers being held hostage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.